007. Okay. Sif Tess. Also, Lahatsik Bediba Ben Tfilah Shal Yod and Tfilah Shal Rosh. You're not allowed to talk between the two tefillins. Now, there's two reasons for this. One is you're going to be causing a bracha, an extra bracha, so that's like bracha shein tzvicha. You're going to be causing a bracha. Another reason is that the two tefillin are supposed to be put on like as close to each other as possible. The havoya achas is the Rishonim's lashon. One havoya, one putting it on. So what's the naftamina between these two reasons? What are you doing, your homework? I can understand like when you're in school, you're reading a book, but like to hide behind the book and do your homework. It's okay, you can do your homework, I don't mind. Be my guest, I'm happy to see you doing homework. So what's a nafkamina? What the reason is? Do you make a bracha on your tefillin and chalamoid?
We don't wear tefillin and chalamoid here.
No. When don't you make a bracha on tefillin? Let's say you take off your tefillin and you put it back on 5 minutes later and you have in mind to put it back. You didn't go to the bathroom. You just took it off. So do you have to make a bracha? No, you don't have to make a bracha when you put them on. Tzitzis. If you have in mind, you take them off. If you have in mind, you're going to put them on in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, so you don't make a bracha. Are you allowed to talk between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? Or in chutz lares, when many people put on tefillin chalamoy, they're not making a bracha. Are you allowed to talk between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh when you're not making a bracha? So, according to the first reason, that you're causing an extra bracha, it should be no problem talking between the two tefillin. But according to the second reason, that they're supposed to be put on as one unit, avoya achas, then certainly there's a problem talking no matter what. So we possibly like both reasons, except maybe when it comes to Yesh Mei Rabba and those things, so we're less machmir if you're anyway not making a bracha. Okay, so the Mechaber said, you're not allowed to talk between Tfilin Shel Yod and Tfilin Shel Rosh. The Yemhivsik, if you did, Mubarak al Shalrosh al Mitzvah's Tfilin. The Mechaber Shita, remember, was you only make one bracha for both Tfilin, or Niach Tfilin. So according to the Mechaber, if you talk between your Tfilin, you now have to make a bracha on the Shalrosh. And according to the way those Rishonim understand the Gemara and Menachis, that's when you make your al Mitzvah's Tfilin on the Shalrosh, when you've talked. And the Gemara says you make l'haniach on the shel yad and the al mitzvah on the shel rosh. It's talking about if you talked, thus necessitating a special bracha for the tefillin shel rosh. So they made up a special nusach bracha for the tefillin shel rosh. So that's according to the Mechaber. Hagar the Ramah says uladidon. According to us, the Noagim, we always make shtei brachas afim lo hifzik. But really, the setup is like this. If you remember. The L'haniach Tfilin was on both the Tfilin Shel Yod and the Tfilin Shel Rosh. The Tfilin Shel Rosh had its own special bracha, al mitzvahs. So if you talk in the middle, what are you going to have to do for the Shel Rosh? Logically, what do you have to do? You have to make two brachas. That's what the Ramah says. So Achlatzu L'boich al Shel Rosh L'haniach, because the Shel Rosh always requires the bracha of L'haniach. It's just that it always has it. Because you make the bracha on the Shel Yod and it goes on both. So if you talked in the middle, you now have to make l'haniach on the shel rosh, the gam al mitzvahs. And according to the way we hold, that al mitzvahs is a special bracha made for always, whenever you put on the shel rosh. So you're causing a new bracha. So according to both shittas, you're causing a bracha she'en tzricha by talking in the middle. First of all, you're not allowed to talk in the middle. The reason might be because you're causing an extra bracha. And then we said the other reason is stamazoi, because the two tefillin have to be put on like in unison, together, like one and then the other. You talk in the middle, you're mafsing. But according to both the Mechaber and the Ramah, you're causing an unnecessary bracha also. According to the Mechaber, you're causing al mitzvah tefillin, and according to the Ramah, you're causing l'haniach tefillin. That's the extra bracha in both cases. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Also lahatzik. Afilu b'dibur shel mitzvah. Go l'hoshav shalom l'rabo, which you're sometimes allowed to answer. If you learned brachas, the second perek, you know you're sometimes allowed to answer shalom. Chalchi ay gavna. But here you can't. Why? The Mishnah Brura says the reason kikorin bracha shen etzricha. And he says, afilu l'oizam ha-manich ha-tfilu m'chalamoy b'li bracha. Or ha-manich tfilu m'rabin utam. Ach, shechol ha-tfilu m'rashi. And they do not make a bracha on tfilu m'rabin utam. Oh, shechol ha-tfilu m'almanas l'achzira, like we said. You had a mind to put it right back on, so you don't make a bracha. The remorbus of Yudbeis Posak, then tzorech lachzor u'l'borech shemanich v'achar kach. By the way, when you go to the bathroom, though, Avada, you do make a bracha when you come out. Of course, even though you had a mind to immediately put on the tefillin, but the bathroom is automatic hefsek, because you're not allowed to go in with your tefillin, and therefore it's an automatic hefsek, and therefore you have to make a new bracha when you come out. And we'll be learning, in that case, you should only make the lahaniach. You don't make both brachas. When you're repeating the bracha on tefillin, so then we go with the mechaber, and we only make one bracha. Akapanam, when you're not making a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu hachi, Aveira hi lo siach b'neim. It's still an Aveira to talk. A funny lashon, it's an Aveira to talk. It comes from the Mishnah in Sota that talks about the people who didn't go to war because they were afraid of Aveiras b'yodah. They were afraid they had Aveiras, and in Eila it's much more dangerous with bullets flying all around you if you have Aveiras. So they were afraid of the Aveiras. So one of the Afilu, that's the Gemara's example of how slight an Aveira should make you scared to go to war. Scared. Why? Because you did an Aveira. So that's the Lashon. That's an Aveira. It's an Aveira to talk between the two tefillin, even if there's no bracha involved. The lechatchila be'inan shayu smuchin etkufin zeh, they should be next to each other, close to each other, they should be connected, so to speak. Like it only says the word v'hoyu once, so that's together. The dibur, afilu lashon kodesh. People think you're allowed to talk in lashon kodesh. You're not. Lashon kodesh is also an isra hefzik. L'chatchila also afilu lahafzik b'shtika. Right? Even just a delay between the Shel Yon and the Shel Rosh is wrong. If too much time has got going by and there's no special reason for it, even if there's no Hesach Hadas, you're not going to have to make a new bracha of Lahaniach, but or al mitzvahs according to the Mechaber. But again, because of the second reason, you shouldn't even have too long a waiting period, even b'shtika. The feeling the Rami Zaina to start doing something, to motion, to wink, the liquor's best, but also to snap your fingers at someone, to motion to someone, you're breaking them up, and they have to be put on as one. A different room or a different house, even literally. The question of whether or not you have to make a new bracha because of it, if you're not Mesiach Das. So again, it's certainly inappropriate and wrong to do, because you shouldn't make such a big hetzik between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, but it probably does not necessitate a new bracha, like we learned by Talis. You need somewhat of a gezunta hetzik to have to make a new bracha. The im hifzik afilu b'shogeg, if he talked. Talking is even one word, by the way. Not like time, that a lot of time goes by, and you have maybe hesach hadas. Talking is a hifzik even if you talk one word. And afilu b'shogeg. Okay, the Rama says, according to us, this is how Chazal will misak in the brachas. V'tchilas hanachos on tiknu l'varech l'haniach. V'koy nami al shel rosh, as we explained. V'chshemeniach ha shel rosh u'mahadko m'varech nami al mitzvahs al gemar, shezui gemar ha-mitzvah. As we explained, let's say in the name of the Orach HaShulchan, that it's a special birchas ha-shvach for the kedusha, for the mitzvah of tefillin. So we make a special bracha, maybe on the shel rosh more, because that's what it says in the pasuk, throw kalamay haaretz or shashem hashem nikra lecha. Hilkach memelim soch v'siach daitei tzarech lachzor levarech gam laniach al shel rosh. Because now you're missing that bracha. That's what the Ramah holds, as we learned so many times. Tzarech lachzor levarech shel rosh. The nachon sheyamashmeis oz b'shel yod lahazizo miyakomo. Here it says to move it out of its place for a moment. V'yachazek ha-kesher. U'v'zeh tachzor b'chaz laniach gam al ha-shel yod. The dome kili hiniach ato ha-shel yod ha-shel rosh tchufim zeh lo zeh. It's not clear why it's nachon to do this. You can say it's nachon to do it because it's nachon to put on first the shel yod and then the shel rosh. So now the guy made a hefsek, so now he has to make a new bracha. So it's like he's putting on the shel rosh. So he should. What? The problem is the Mishnah Berurah's mashma has to do with the bracha. That's my problem with this Mishnah Berurah. Mashma, you don't want so much the lohaniach. It's almost like he's saying, like you should do like the mechaber shtickle. You want the lohaniach to go on the shel yod also. It's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah what the main point is. At first, it's mashma. The main point is so that the lohaniach should go on the shel yod, and then it should be tufim zelazer. Maybe that's all he means. He means the end of the sentence, like you're saying. The ikar is that it should be tkufim zelazer. The mela, you'll have to have the bracha going on the shalyot. Because if you're removing the shalyot for a moment, so you have to make a new bracha. But even though you don't really have to make a new bracha, if you move it away for a moment, then you know you're going to put it right back. So you don't really have to make a new bracha. I don't know, the bracha thing is a little funny. You could say stam that, as you said, like Ari Stern just said, that the Mishnah Berurah means it just pasha to take away the problem you caused and to make it tkufim zelazeh. So you put on the shel yod again, so to speak, and then the shel rosh. But the bracha, to say that now the bracha goes on that, strange, you know, strange. Now, trying to talk about it, I didn't get a good answer to tell you over. What? Which he's not supposed to. Yeah. Yeah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah will be your halacha pasuk, even if you just say Amen wrongly. And now, according to the Nachon, you would go like that. And make. But when would you make the lahaniach? I don't know. It's not so clear. He doesn't say to make the lahaniach, you know, as you're doing that. Taksor birchas lahaniach gamal hashel yod. But you make the lahaniach, and then you do that, and then you put it on the shel rosh. But the shel rosh is really on your head already. So, I guess you have the shel rosh on. It's not tightened. You make the lahaniach and you go like that, and then you make al mitzvahs. Yeah, it's a little dangerous. Your shel rosh is loose on your head. Be careful if you do this. Yeah. What? Whoa, we're going to get up to that. Meanwhile, you don't answer al mains. You don't answer amen to someone else's, just to answer your question. You do not answer amen even to someone else's al mitzvahs unless he's being motzi you. If he's being motzi you for some reason, you're not making the bracha yourself, and he's being motzi you, then you can answer amen. That's the only exception. Absolutely, yes. That's on the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha Pasuk. Yes, I guess, yeah. That's what you would do. Okay. I don't know. I have to look up more about this v'nachon. It's not clear to me. Maybe it's just to have a tchufim. That certainly is before putting on the shel rosh, he means. Because then you'll at least have the tkufim. He has a whole chiddush how to do it, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to go.